First of all, we are not blaming the police or the judiciary. What we have said is that under the UNESCO framework, you need all of the actors in society playing various roles, and you need to hold everybody accountable for their part. For us as the executive branch and for us as the Ministry of Information, we have led the way in putting this coordinated mechanism together. We have gone to cabinet to get the support of cabinet, and it's been handed over to the National Media Commission to implement, and we've supported the National Media Commission to put up the basic, you know, structures that they need to be able to execute it. And then secondly, when an incident occurs, we are quick to ensure that a report is made to the police and then also to call it out for what it is worth. Beyond that, the third thing that now needs to happen is that the police need to prosecute these people and the judicial service needs to ensure that there's severe punishment. We have engaged with the judicial service and we have made a strong case for why persons who do this must be severely punished. And we've also engaged with the police to make a similar case. And we still have an accountability meeting that the Ghana Police Service and then the Ghana Armed Forces is going to hold with us before the end of this year to give account for all the cases that we have reported to them in times past. But it's also important to then brief Parliament on all that we have done and request Parliament to also play its role, that oversight function of the police as well, and that engagement with the judicial service. And that's one of the things that we told Parliament about in the week gone by when we went there. Then finally, the part four of that mechanism is that at the end of the year, they have to publish a report that shows what the nation state Ghana is doing about all of them. Of course, nobody's excited about the cases that have come up. We are worried that the trend is actually increasing. And we think that some more severity in terms of punishment will help deter persons who do this.